ничего не пишите.
Не пишите.
Ничего не читайте. Не
читайте.
Ничего не говорите.
Ничего не печатайте.
I don't think I'm able to jump that high, but how you you just realized early on, I can jump.
Yeah, I just kept doing it because I'm not really tall, but I just kind of kept doing it. And I just had a belief. It was like, I was always like, you can jump as high as your hips can go, if you can lift your legs up to your hips, right? And so there was that, and then I like to, and essentially, if you make yourself as light as possible, you can. You know, go further from the ground, and then lightness in landing. Like I like how cats and squirrels land; they land with a lightness. I always like to that move, that combination of like power and grace. And when I was younger too, I liked to jump, and then have them feel a moment of suspension, of weightlessness, of flying. So almost like a half, like almost like a double jump. You jump, and then when you're in the air, you also have a moment of like. Weightlessness, and then land really softly. So that's how I used to enjoy jumping when I was young, and just feel that movement through the body, and very like animal-like, and that grace.
Wow.
So yeah, there's a lot in that image. So it's not just so jumping has a lot of significance for me, I guess, because it's more than just that one moment of leaping. There's a lot going on in that for me, metaphorically and literally too, and lots of grace. Yeah.
It's not oftentimes I don't know what to say. Okay.
Yesterday, Alex, we're staying in Alex's apartment, and we were finding a picture of me, and I was wearing the same clothes as I am today, like even the same colors. And I was like, it's a picture of me being 8 years old. And I found that like going back or doing things that you used to do, and it's funny you mentioned like doing the double under, like the, because I always, I jump rope.
Nice.
And like I did rope skipping when I was younger, and recently I have been like reenacting the I've just been jumping ropes like and trying to pick up on the tricks.
Nice.
And jumping and doing the tricks and like the because there's like handstands and like different kind of gymnastic elements in it, and the place before, like when you're in the air and having to control your body and land smoothly for also just because otherwise your legs will be caught up in the rope. So you have to do it smooth, but it has to be like, it's a full body move.
Yeah.
And it's not oftentimes your head is against it. Like you have your legs up in the air and you're head towards the floor. Ground is like, it's not often in your adult life, in your daily practice. And it's just been so funny to like do things with, because that also gives me access to, I found that it gives me access to older memories. Like so I imagine if you be jumping, then all of a sudden you can trace back and find stories forgotten, long forgotten.
I really resonate with that, and it's a similar thought that I'm having in that process, similarly with just like climbing trees and all these sorts of things that I used to love doing, and I still do. I climbed a tree yesterday. I think it was part of a bigger thought, which was like, we always knew, like, you You follow your desires and your whims and your purpose in life from birth. You're born with that. You're born as a spirit into a body with purpose and direction. And it's a battle to keep it. And from young, I've had this notion that when you're younger, I think it's about school, you know, you're always asked what you want to be. And it's always something outside of yourself. It's like a profession or it's a whatever. And you're never told that you can just be yourself. You can just be who you are. Like, you always have to become something different. Why not more fully become you? Or why not be, rather than be encouraged to become, why not be encouraged to be? And I think me now reparenting myself, essentially, because I think like a lot of my recent years have been obstructed by the barrier of like emotional whiplash of like, you know, just reflecting and understanding my younger self and how much of the conditions of childhood affect me today and my friendships, my relationships, my inability to finish my all sorts of barriers I have in my life, all sorts of isms and problems I'm dealing with and trying to figure out and process and to become a better version of myself. And remembering how much is there in childhood and that, yeah, what did I like to do? What did I love to do? What did I spend my time doing when I had that control of agency and self? And, you know, sometimes saddened that for me, a lot of the time that was already obstructed in childhood. Not for any malicious reason, or for what people or if my parents thought was for my betterment, whether it's like education or whatever. Like, so I spent a lot of time in books, you know, and was quite academic and pushed to be academic, but also could do it. And that was for my benefit in a particular society, like the one I'm in now. But I'm still, more and more of my time is occupied and more of my desires are going back to those things I've always wanted to be able to do. Like, I always wanted to skateboard or do gymnastics and martial arts, and I still want to do that now.
Yeah, it
and
it's change. Like, does that have a change?
You know what I mean? Like, change. Or just read all day or just listen to music. And that's now just like letting myself be more free in being like, yeah, I'm going to spend the day reading a book or watching films all day. And not how like different that feels versus when I was younger and just had that freedom of time and will. But now even it's sometimes a push without having that little voice in my head, which is like, oh, but this takes 3 hours of your time. Like, shouldn't you be doing this or shouldn't you be doing that? Or
yeah, counting.
Just literally having a day where it's like, I don't have to do anything productive. Sometimes it gets to the end of the day, and I'm like, but maybe I should listen to that beat and try and write that song, whatever. It's like, if it comes, it comes. But this is the day when you can just read, you can just listen, you can just let the hours drift and not feel anything. And then realize that actually what's happening is that you're just having ideas and you're just having feelings and spending time with that and then pursuing those sorts of things. So yeah, what you're saying I think is really powerful, and making a conscious effort to take that path through the ways of your young self, you know, just to do things you like to do and then just to see how it feels. And I think that's it. Our minds just are like, it's like memory and synapses and neuroplasticity, like things, you're like remembering your essence and yourself just by dint of doing those activities. Because it's like your brain is like, yeah, I used to do this for hours, and when I was doing this, I used to think this and feel this, and all that shit starts to come back to you, you know, like it's magic, it's a spell.
It's really spell, magic. So, it's yeah. really
that's cool to hear that you're doing that. I like the sound of that.
Today I was, because being here in London, I've been like thinking about, because London is one of the, like, it's the second place I went, like, from, like, traveling.
Mm.
So the first time I was here, I was about four.
Mm.
And as I've been walking around, like, watching trolleys, like, a teacher of mine told me some weeks ago, she was like, you carry on a load of stuff always. You should have a trolley. And I was telling, I used to love trolleys.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted a trolley, and I would like, then I made my father buy me a trolley it's not that common in Denmark to have trolleys. It's okay. Not like East London.
Like those old school market trolleys that the old grannies have.
Yes.
That's really funny.
I was begging my parents to give me a trolley, and I would go up and like buy bread and just like have one bread in a trolley. And so I was like, how I like my colors, how I like what I think is funny and entertaining hasn't changed. It really hasn't changed. And I was like, these small kinks I have, I was like, okay, this year I'll commit to them. I'll commit to all of them because it makes me feel like myself. And so, as you were talking about completing things, you told me before we began this conversation that you were, before we had another conversation, or before we continued the conversation, you told me that you have an album on the way. And you also said that you have brought something from it, maybe? Or
I have some things from that. I have also something which isn't on the album, but it's kind of, it's like process, maybe, which might be interesting to play.
Yes.
It's essentially the guy who produced the album, Max, is us just playing. He was exploring just chopping, making beats on vinyl again, and just chopping loops and samples. And we're in a studio, and then somebody else is there. It's actually another guy who was just rapping all night long, a guy called Jada. Jada, he's really dope. Goes by Mr. Trap Art. He's a great artist and whatever, but also just had like 100 bars. I think it's just life stuff, you know, just living life and processing stuff. And so Max was making these beats, and I was just sitting there, and we were in conversation, and I had some really illuminating conversations that night. I just learned a lot through listening that day. So listening to him speak about his life and where he was at, and him rapping, and then one of the beats he just was rapping, and we were all just talking, encouraging him. Then Max looped this sample up, and then I was just going through my phone, and I just rapped some stuff that was in my phone, you know, and just did it once, and we just went on, got back to our thing. But it was a really, really nice evening. And that studio has been a very inspiring studio in general. It's a musician called Phoebe. Phoebes.
Space.
Yeah, he used to do stuff with Congo Natty. She's incredible.
I really enjoyed, like, she's the one made, like, Come With The Ragga, right?
Yeah, exactly. So that's her and Max's tune, and along with Anya, Come With The Ragga. She's incredible. So we were in that space. And just jamming, and people moving in and out, and we recorded this when it was just me and Max, but then I think people heard it afterwards. So I think I'll play that, because I mean, I could play other things which are in progress, but maybe I'll wait till they're in the world.
Yes, yeah, sure.
Sometimes I do like playing demos as well, but I think this is interesting because this is even like pre-demo. So yeah.
Yeah,
I love to make space for that kind of thing. This me tossing pennies in the world, blowing dander like you see it. Words, why do you spill on my pyramid of needs? Caught sand under nails, whispers up to a star. I'm Buddha blessed, goes from Zig to Allah. Run my bones and blood. When the world full of black bodies, sky through the mud. When the world full of black bodies, that include me. I to desire, be compassionate and kind. But now shall I still let my will be defined by the spill of my spirit, reflecting my shine in a mind right and righteous. Values defined, so my vegan be my compass. Weave a time between worlds, then worlds of great and grand. Sires and seas of the land in my hand. Tender when I hold that gentle caress, free the odds to conception. Conceive that I'm blessed. So let me live and let me love. Let me live and let me love. So let me live and let me love. Let me live and let me so let me live and let me love. Let me live and let me love. Let me live and let me love. Let me live and let me love the life I live and live to love. Pigeon dove ever find on the flight. Give me light, insight and reason. The rhythm to write self in the face of treason. Set the man in the mirror, now my way is conflict. Freedom of form, not form, but as they say. Nature reborn and nurtured same.
no undo. When the makings of you so much balance astute. Soul of the earth, words and ways be the measure of my worth. Made enough space for merriment and mirth. Breath at the depth, so when I surface, I surf. Be water like baby, womb wet from birth. Step with intention, don't fret if I waver. Savor every teardrop. Come clean, the sheeming clean cut. The razor shave edge of sad and bad from behavior. Walls and devil sing a lot about to rest. Come to rest with a palm place, comfort on chest. Meditation solve the puzzle of a minor day mess. In the sunlight of stillness can seize it and bless. Let me live and let me love. 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 Live and let me love. Let me live and let me love. Let me live and let me love. Let me live and let me love.
I had the mic, I was down like that on the mic, I should lift the mic up.
Two ears, one mouth, huh? Say no more. One foot either side of the jam, five toes in the sand, and five unsure. In soul, feeling ingrate, forever wanting more. How you still on a searching, don't need what for? This church changes and waters the same as they were before. The swing puts some steady in your core, but cleanse what wet if the river isn't pure. Wait patient, we waiting, turned occupation. Post cheap vagrant, see around vagrants. Dusty winds, no chains at the station. Dusty and still frames and airless tires. Throwing me winds from desire. If only the force didn't listen to the villain. Two ears, one mouth, huh? I say no more. One foot either side of the jam, five toes in the sand, and five unsure. In soul feeding, ingrate forever, wanting more. How you still on a searching, don't need what for? These churches changes and waters the same as they were before. The swim puts some steady in your core, but cleanse what wet if the river isn't pure. We patient, we waiting, turned occupation. Post street vagrants, see around vagrants. Dusty winds, no trains at the station. Rust deep in. On still frames and airless tires, grew me wings from desire. If only the fool didn't blossom in the valley of the lonely. Had to turn by the Roy P, get the evidence on me one time. Had to keep the evidence on me two times. Had to keep the evidence on me one time. Had to keep the evidence on me two times. Two times. Listen, yeah. Black liberation and furthermore. Five toes in the forest and five on the ocean floor. Sounds a hit to make my balance restore. When the war in the mind made peace look a chore. Ain't too proud to tell it like it was. Where I went righteous and roses, more poses are lost. Saw the rot in time, did nurture the plot through grief and gratitude, cuts and clots. Man of water, our waves and all our ways. Forgiveness over judgment days. Stress had to simmer before stillness. Trials got you game ready for the realness. A life in the making, organic and slow cut, biodynamic and abundant. Pre every pattern in your eye line. Follow them signs and the 12 jewels to heart where your feather and a breath one time. To heart where your feather and a breath two times. Heart where your feather and a breath one time. Heart where your feather and a breath two times.
So I've been thinking about, like, because if you when you produce with other people and you have an album coming up, like, how do you determine, like, when a song is finished, or how would the, like, how are you, how do you find yourself in the process, like, of arranging and communicating and choosing also?
Yeah, I'm still figuring that out. I think I realised it's something I didn't really know how to do, or I'm not very good at it. Okay, I've put out a project before, like a mixtape. That's true. But Navigate in Limbo.
And how many how many years is it?
5 years ago I put that out now, which is wild. Yeah. But in this process of working with this producer, Maxwell Owen, I think we both are afflicted in a similar way. Like, he's made so much music that hasn't made it into the world, and I've got lots of stuff which is unfinished, unrecorded, or it's recorded and not finished and not out. And I think that question of how to finish is something that I'm learning and in process of now, and trying to be reflective in that process and realizing that there is joy in that process too, and that it can also positively affect and contribute to how I make music, especially now making music with more of an intention of completing and putting in the world, or just completing for the sake of me having something that's complete that I can listen to and enjoy or share with friends. You know, like, I think I realized I felt quite burdened by all the unfinished art, and just finishing it just could really help clear a blockage.
But so is this because in the beginning you were talking about your tagline as a rhymer?
Yeah.
And do you think, like, because not as, if you're not considering yourself as a musician or a singer or a like vocalist or like whatever in that, like, in that genre, but only as a rhymer, then your work could kind of be done if you just written out the words.
And yeah, exactly.
Then it's like, then the production or like, that's not your part.
Yeah.
And that will just, like, if you're not having your text printed out in a book, then it's not, it's never finished. But like, I think maybe it also affects like how you consider yourself, or like what you choose to use as a tagline.
No, definitely. Also. That's interesting you say that, because I think, on the whole, like, musicality thing and leaning into myself as a vocalist and a musician, I think it was already the case that, like, I'm already not the kind of rapper or vocalist that just approaches, hear something, and I don't have, like, my one voice, I don't have the rap voice or whatever, like, and sometimes I'm like, if it was like that, it would be easier, because then I can just come in and bulldoze over, I'll just be on top of any beat and it will be done, right? But I'm always trying to find this marriage, especially if I'm writing to music or whatever. And so a lot of the process and the searching is me just trying to refine and be happy and confident with the end result, or that I've managed to communicate or hit all the points that I want to hit in terms of, like, the artistry of that craft. And in those instances, it's important to me and also important to other people who listen to music in the same way that I listen to music. That is probably only a small percentage of people and myself, and to lots of others it doesn't necessarily matter. And sometimes it helps me by listening to lots of other music I love and almost like highlighting or understanding the imperfections in those, in that music that is of no consequence to me, and starting to love what I would have also previously seen as imperfections in my work and embrace that, and just give making me a lot, in a sense, a lot less precious, but able to make art which I think is more honest, and me be more at ease with that result rather than always hear something that needs to change. So in a sense, that's a perspective shift. That's not necessarily meant that it means that I can listen to something that I would have wanted to change in the past and now accept that it's finished, or that is finished in that iteration, and that's the version I'll pull out. And I had this conversation with a friend that, like, sometimes there's versions of songs which I'll play to people, and there'll be demos and there'll be ones that I love, and that's not what's going to come into the world, but that's still maybe the one that I like the most. But I also have an intention for the song which goes beyond that, and so it's just a choice. Finishing is a choice in that sense, because on the one hand, that original demo version is complete to a degree for me and who I want to share it with, but it's not finished for what I want to communicate if I was to share it more broadly with the world. And the conversation was why there needs to even be a new version. Then if that feels complete to me, why not just put that out? But sometimes as an artist, you know, there are some little practical reasons that, oh, the I can't play that on the sound system because that's just a little demo version and it's not properly recorded, or there's that, or I actually did get that lyric wrong, so I'd rather have the version with the right lyric, whatever like that. But there might still be something in the original piece that was made during the process that you still hold on to, even if you want to complete it and you have a list of all the things you want to change for it to be finished in that regard. So sometimes those two things exist side by side. But on the other hand, there are times when, like I said, I've gone back with the intention of changing a verse or something, and I've just reached a point of acceptance and was like, no, this is the one, this works, and this is finished to me, and I accept its current state, and it's the state of at which I want to put it into the world. Essentially, there is no answer, one answer for it for me. It can feel quite contextual, but it's something that I'm very consciously trying to learn, and actually working with another producer who is really good at finishing.
Perfect.
And consciously trying to learn from him and realize that he's very good at acknowledging the stage something is at and knowing what is necessary for that stage. So it's like, okay, now we just want to get demo versions of these songs so we can share them with people, maybe whatever, send them to a label or do this, that, and the third. And so I've just got to be content with the song at that version or to reach that milestone that we've decided. And then you can revisit it and you can take it forward. Or sometimes I have an aspiration for a song which is based on my future aspirations of an artist, but I'm not there now. So I'm not going to apply those future aspirations onto old music. I want to finish that music and let it be a testament of the time in order for me to be able to move forward. I can't carry everything with me into the future. I've got to know what is of its time and needs to stay in the past.
Yeah, so that you can stay light also.
Yeah, exactly. And that thought itself has helped me understand what finishing is, because some things just need to be finished to that point. And I've repurposed songs, like the songs I perform now that I perform differently to how I wrote them. Or there's whole new compositions, or I perform a remix, not the original. And so I think also letting myself be fluid with my own notion of what's finished, and that I can revisit anything. I can do whatever, it's my art, I can do whatever I want with it. And so, like, in a sense, even as a writer when I was younger, I used to be like, line to line, I'd be so precious over each line. But now I've really embraced editing and leaving blanks and coming back to stuff. And same with music. If I finish a whole album, I might listen to it and decide, oh, I might do something with that verse. Or that verse didn't, I took that verse off that song in the end, but maybe I can put it here now, or I can do this with it. Like, just, yeah. Allowing myself more freedom in process is important.
Because it's really like a balance. But I like how you describe it as for it to be a testament in time, like, because I think that could be rather helpful, because sometimes it's as if, you know, when you put that much work and effort into like finishing an album or coming to terms with whatever like aesthetic you want, or like, how do I want to, am I on top of the beats, how do I move, like the song you just played me was like, you were like, you were amongst it in a way. And it was like you were just like moving. You were like, your the vocal was like staying in the middle, but like moving in between different, like in taking on like different relations with the different instruments. It really felt like moving through a forest. And like,
that's funny too, because it was all done live, as in like he was running the samples on the pad at the same time, so that was really was a live jam. And I think that's why it has that movement too, because we're like in the room facing each other and moving in time together as well.
That's fun.
Yeah,
I like when it bears evidence of what happened. You can hear what happened. Okay, so what else, like, what excites you at the moment? Like, what kind of music? What's your current music inspirations?
There's lots of stuff. There's the kind of stuff that makes me want to, like, rap and write raps. There's artists like Matt Comey, like Carr. I like what El Sweatshirt's doing again.
What, who's doing?
El Sweatshirt.
Yeah.
His new stuff is really great. I think it's going to be amazing. Songwriters, like last year I was listening to quite a bit of Nick Hakim. and I love what he does, his voice and his writing. Inspired by a lot of peers, like DeMay and Anaïs. I'm inspired by people who are beyond the confines of genre, really, and that even I find hard to put into a certain genre, and who are just good artists and songwriters, and more fully artists and songwriters. And it's a guy called Dean Spencer who falls into that category for me. Contour, I think, is incredible. I love Kia. Duendita is one of my all-time favorites at the moment. Lots of people inspire me in that regard. And I listen to lots of that for that. But I'm also someone who just kind of like, I like to keep on top of just the things I've always kind of been into. So like, I still check for like grime or some like new road rap and some like new rappers coming out. Because they just, some of them have just got flows. I can't always get with the content and get with all of that. But like, they're pushing things sonically and they're pushing stuff flow-wise. And so like, Unknown T, Millions, like a lot of drill rappers who are really doing some impressive stuff in that art form. So that's, yes, in terms of new music that's being made, some of that's inspiring me. A rapper called Mike is also really good. There's a kind of like open and introspective era of rap that's kind of been there for a while, but it's a different sort of bent on it. And I think people like him, like Mike and Navy Blue and Carr and L Sweatshirt, are sort of part of that. And there's really great poetry and vulnerability and honesty in a lot of that writing, which I appreciate.
I was going to put on like another tune, but now you mentioned a lot of artists.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, one of mine or another song in general.
What inspires you, or
some of those artists, I have some of their songs here.
So yeah, maybe let's play something that you've been listening to recently.
Okay, yeah. I'll pick something.
I'm
I'm such a big fan of Duendita too.
Yeah, that is, she's just incredible. And she's got essentially two of my favourite songs in recent years are hers. That song, Open Eyes, and then a song called Mind. Both like just singles. I don't know if they're going to be on any project she puts out. But they've just completely just, I can't get enough of those two songs in particular.
She's so true.
Yeah, exactly.
I really felt for that. Like, that's... Also, speaking of, like, the child you are, like, I feel like she's really close to her child.
Exactly. There's a real youthfulness and childlike way in her expression and just movement and smile. And all the live clips I've seen of her performing, and even just random candy clips of her in other spaces, it's just like, a lot of, like, joy and just freedom in her movement and sensuality. And it's really, really wonderful. That song, for example, she recently posted up like an early version that she made, and that was on SoundCloud somewhere, and she reposted it. And then I heard another version of that song. She did like a live concert before her European tour, which was like a few years ago, I think, a version of that song, again, long before it had been released, and it sounded different. And it's just like, she's like shared so many different versions of that song in particular. But what I love is that this one still is really complete, but still has an unfinished element to it. You know, there's a bit, the last verse, she just sings like the melody wordlessly and then comes into these words. And I always wondered, like, if maybe at some point she was going to write the rest of those lyrics, but then how it was. And it, just the sound of that and the flow of that just was enough, you know? And that she didn't end up writing those first few lyrics to that verse, just kept it as it was, as a melody. And I just love that about that song, this song in particular. And certain times when the piano is just really loud, or this happens or that happens, but it's just like, it just feels so real, man. It just feels so real. Like, that song, and it's embedded with that spirit. Like, there's not always... I mean, you can get oversaturated with music, especially when you're making, listen to music for a long time. But that's a song that never fails to, like, just move my waters. Like, that's actually, like, spirit. There's, like, a real, something really embedded in that song that, like, it always shifts my body, like, every time.
Okay, first, I just need to note, like, you're such an attentive listener. Like, you know, it's to know that there are people out there listening that attentively to what whoever makes, that just make, you know, when you're describing how the song, like the dynamics of the song and the volumes, and I was thinking, wow, it really makes me hopeful that there are people out there listening deeply and attentively that, because, you know, somebody might listen to your music like that, you know?
That's what I hope, yeah, exactly. And we make it for those ears, you know? And I think it's reassuring, and that, you know, some of those people that are quiet, you'll never hear from them or whatever. They'll just be in their room, or they'll just be like, that'll just be the song they listen to every day, like on the way to work or whatever, like, and they're not going to post you something or write about it or repost it or whatever. It's, they're not going to make that noise, but it's going to change them. And I'm who I am today because of listening to songs like that. And so I know those people exist because I'm one of them. And that we make music for those ears too, you know, to feed those ears that often, because of the way the industry and algorithms, don't always get given that, you know. Sometimes a song makes it out of that world and becomes bigger. But sometimes my notion of how big or popular a song isn't necessarily reflective of how much it is. But that's happened with an artist recently called Reggie, who wrote a song which is just one of my favourite songs of last year too.
Can we hear it?
Yeah, let's play that one too, because I forgot about him.
Reggie.
The song's called I Don't Want to Feel No More. And I think he's got the potential to be, like, you know, a really big name in the future. Who knows?
Home. sometimes I feel good in my chest, but I can never get that to my head. Sometimes I feel good in my bed, get up and I don't feel good no more. The streets said you don't need meds, my mama said you just need prayer. I need what they give you at the dentist, I don't wanna feel no more. Cause I don't wanna feel no more. Cause I don't wanna feel no more. The streets said you don't need meds, my mama said you just need prayer. I need what they give you at the dentist, I don't wanna feel no more. Was a beach. My family can't get me on a call, but I know my plug number by heart. No more mirrors, that'll be my demise, cause I still can't look my abuser in his eyes. And I tend to dream about things you wake up from. But sometimes I feel good in my chest, but I can never get that to my head. Sometimes I feel good in my bed, get up and I don't feel good no more. The streets say you don't need meds, my mama says you just need prayer. But I need what they give you at the dentist, I don't wanna feel no more. Oh, I don't wanna feel no more. Ooh, I don't wanna feel no more. The streets say you don't need meds, my mama says you just need prayer. But I need what they give you at the dentist. I don't wanna feel no more.
That was deep.
Yeah, shit. Makes me want to cry, man.
Mm.
Yeah, so beautiful. And again, just sincerity, honesty, a beautiful poetry in there too. And just the whole sonics, you know, the harmonies, the space. Tastes with similar pace as the Duendita song, but they're quite, you know, in their own ways, different in their own ways.
I was also so surprised by the vocal.
Mm.
Like where it's situated in both within the mix, but also like Reggie's own voice. Like,
yeah,
wow,
the tone is interesting. I wonder about that, because I didn't even have the full version of that. That was just a rip. So I wonder if the mix is slightly different on the version, because I think they might have remastered some stuff and re-released it recently. The mix might be slightly different. That's what I was also in terms of attentive listening. I was like, oh, I haven't heard the vocals this high in the mix before. So maybe if you
listen. So it's somebody you know.
No, but I think just this version is the video of the audio from the video version, but I know they repackaged it all. I just wonder if the mix on streaming is slightly different, but you can find that out when you listen.
But see, that kind of thoughts, also just to have those kind of thoughts, you know.
And it could just be different. It could just be because of the speakers, or it could be because I've listened mostly to that in headphones, you know what I mean? It's just like,
exactly.
Yeah, context is very different too.
I remember once I met like one of the, like, that's maybe, I think it was in 2014, I met Kalila.
Oh wow.
And it was like she was performing at Roskilde Festival,
mm-hmm,
in Denmark, and she was really not famous at that time.
Yeah.
So after her concert, she was just like around the stage out, and like, and then there was just like a lot of white people. So she was happy to see a brown person. So she came, like she came, I think she hugged me like 3 times or something like that. And I was like, you know, I was like, wow, you're really alone. Mm. You're alone here.
Wow.
And I had been, that was before that album, I forgot the name of now, like, but the album where Cut Let Me Know was, was before that.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't really have, there was, I think, something.
Oh, yeah, she had the, like, the stuff with Bok Bok and all those guys. That, like, remix kind of EP.
Yes, yeah, that was the only thing that was out at the time. And she had made a cover of Escape, The Softest Place on Earth, with Ink.
Okay.
It's really, yeah, it's perfect cover.
Mm.
I think I have it somewhere. It's, like, difficult to find on the internet now. Mm. And that was the only thing that I had heard from her at that point. And so I came to a concert. No, I had heard some of the remixes, but it was like too clubby for me.
So
I met her, and then she was like, it had been such a nice concert. And I was like, wow, I was really surprised because I was not sure like how I found the music. And she was like, what speakers have you been listening to? Like, what brand? Like, because you should listen. Okay, listen again on Yamaha speakers.
Yeah. No, it's interesting though. That's super important because these ones, is it the right? Yeah, because these generally tend to push the low mids, these speakers, I think. They're very warm in the bass. But yeah, it's interesting because different speakers have those different qualities. And the Yamahas are meant to be nice and neutral for certain things. And I guess, yeah, a lot of time your music is made on a certain mix, you know, or a certain balance of speakers. Or you hope that mastering will, like, even it out on different platforms, but again, as a creative, you've got to yield to that control. Some people will just listen to your shit on the phone, or on their laptop. But there's some stuff
because
that
they don't
still
know you're supposed to listen on a Yamaha speaker.
But some stuff that still sounds good and great there. But what I love is when you've been listening to stuff on a certain system or speakers for a while, then you hear it in another context, and you're like, oh, okay, this is what it sounds like. You know, and there's like a whole level of bass which you didn't really comprehend before, or like the balance in the mix, or even listening to something on a phone or speakers and then listening to it on in stereo and being like, oh, that happens on the left, and you can hear movement from the left to the right that you hadn't noticed before because you listened for the first time in headphones, and you're like, oh, this song exists in a 360 sphere. And not all music does, but some does for sure. And it's just like, oh, that's over there. And even cinema, I was watching like a film. Yeah, the film we were talking about earlier, This Is Not a Burial, It's a Resurrection. Listening to it just on a speaker, like a
Bluetooth
kind of speaker, but a single speaker. And then I watched some clips back again because I wanted to record some of the scenes. And I was listening to some stuff in headphones. And just even the fact that they had soundscaped it so there was somebody moving and singing from moving from the left to the right side of the screen, and the Sonics did the same in the headphones. So the sound of their speech or their singing. No, they were, that was it. They were saying, they're walking. The women are washing clothes at the river, then they're walking back to the top of the hill. And as they're walking, they're moving from screen left to screen right, and the sound moves with them from left to right as they come into shot and leave the shot. And even just that, I was like, oh, that's beautiful. That's a beautiful detail.
That's also why you need to work with people.
Because
you don't have the capacity to think of all those
things yourself. People who do that and know that. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's so funny that she said that.
Okay, so I think we're like almost coming to an end, but I would like to hear some more music you like or of yours. I don't know, anything.
We can do that. Let me think.
Another chance to fill the waste. I went in for another taste. It's not sweet enough to pull me out.
something else to fill the space, even though I changed the name. Keep seeing you in other places. Drags me down, I feel the weight. I smell your scent on your face. Draining deep, it's scaling over as I speak. I pick at it to ease my time, but the more I get, the more I sink. Even though I change the name, keep seeing you in other places. Drags me down, I feel the weight. I smell your scent on every face. Speak, girl, we're in too deep. Don't think about it. Finding everything you seek, girl, we're in too deep. Don't think about it. Girl, we're in too deep. Don't think about it. Finding everything you seek, girl, we're in too deep. Don't think about it. Girl, we're in too speak, girl, we're in too deep. Don't think about it. To break away. Each time I never felt the same, but I heard your sister's better now. But I still need time to cross the space, even though I changed the name. Keep seeing you in other places. Drags me down, I feel the weight. I smell your scent on every face.
Yeah, Places by Jamie Isaac and King Krul. That's just a YouTube rip of a live performance, because it said it was being released straight. I don't know. It hasn't come out yet. I think when the video was posted online, it was like coming soon, but it hasn't. But I just like that so much. And it's interesting because a few years ago, maybe it's 2017, 2018, Jamie Isaac put out a song called Getting Better, Doing Better, rather. And I listened to that a lot as well. That really moved me. Something about his songwriting that I really like. It's kind of a bit obscure sometimes, but again, it's the poetry in it, the simplicity, the fact that the lyrics mean what they do. They don't need to be literal or whatever, but there's something beautiful in his choice of melodies and his choice of phrasing. That there's so much, there's something that's like you can't fully grasp, but you still just keep returning to. Like the feeling is there, even if you can't fully grasp like what's being communicated. And I love that kind of stuff, because it's like forever out of reach, but it's always like, I don't know, you're always just drawn to it again and just trying to get there, and you listen and repeat, and you're like, okay, maybe if I listen again I'll hear it this time. Or like you find yourself, even in a short song, you keep getting lost in listening. I don't know if you have songs like that, like you're like, okay, I'm going to rewind it now. And then, like, all of a sudden, you're like, oh, I just need to listen to how that verse starts. And you listen four times, and every time, you get lost again. And you're like, that's powerful in itself. I like that. And those last three songs, I think, also have influenced, big influences in terms of, like, sonics and production. And I guess when I want to get to make more of my own music, as in also instrumental side of things too. Those are some influences, like those guys, those kind of sounds I'm drawn to. And singer and producers like Contour and the producer that Dean Spencer works with, those same kind of sounds are really, I'm drawn to those. on a production side at the moment.
If you had to play a last song,
what would it? What would it be? One more. This is so hard. Do you have something that? Can okay. I have some help? Where do you want to go? What do you want to explore? Or what questions okay, or yeah, thoughts are in your mind?
I have a thought stream because okay. I thought about like the tempo and the sentiments carried on through these different tunes.
Mm-hmm.
And I really feel like, you know, this hibernation is present in the vibe felt, communicated. And of course, because we are, this year has just begun. So then I came to think, because last year I read something you wrote about your aspirations for 2021. And like you ended that piece with saying, dreaming that I stay opening, feel the full rainbow light and the shadows, ride the waves with a whoosh, breathe out, this is living. And so I was curious about what you aspire to, or with what sounds you aspire to grow into this year that we have just begun.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that question.
So like an arrow.
Yeah.
Something that feels, yeah.
Okay, let me see what I pick.
A song shooting an arrow.
into the future, into the new year. I'm going to go through the files and pick something and then reflect on it afterwards.
Maybe my time shines, my time. My time shines, my time. Maybe my time shines, my time. My time shines, my time. Maybe my time shines, my time. Can't remember the last time I've been productive, when every step towards the treadmill is interrupted. My mother warns me of the future, but I've changed the subject. The sound is deadly but beautiful, like an angel's trumpet. I'm on a search for money, knowing it's a fatal substance. In order to survive, I knowingly became a puppet. Every one of us warring to be a Warren Buffett. As individuals scoring, we try to hoard the bucket. Straight for the dunk and never want to pass the ball to Duncan. Sometimes I wonder if my heart is pumping, spending time alone to see how far I've sunk in. The worst toilet in Scotland, swimming in it, plus the water's boiling is constant. Boxed in, boxing, fighting through the toxins. Need a couple dollars, I sell my labor to sharpen. Surrounded by the shark fins, working long hours for a bit of copper. Shift is finally terminated, so get the chopper. But instead I'm riding on the transit, dreaming of a better life, I'm coming up with antics. Waiting for the day that I can tell the man sit. Like my family's hungry, go make a sandwich.
My time shines, my time. Maybe my time shines, my time. My time shines, my time. Maybe my time shines, my time. My time shines, my time. Maybe my time shines, my time. Every my time to shine, it's my time. No,
I really do it for my ancestors and sisters. My experience, the transmitter. I'm the amplifier and the transistor. Our mother had to work a lot to make our plans bigger. Your retina displays a man's picture sans filter. Was never funny in our family feuds. Wish we had a special dance to make the family feuds. And I could barely cope. Mom was never there because we had to eat. I was on the video game levels I had to beat. Was easier because when you fail, you're at it again. Instead of having false stability, the tragedy bends. Needed a hand to extend, God has to descend.